Hello, welcome back to the Millennial Music Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Andre Flood. As always, I'm going to break the podcasting rule of not reminding the audience how long it's been since your last podcast. I don't know why people say that, but in the podcast rule book, if you've been away for a while, you're supposed to just come back and talk as if nothing has changed. Anyway, the last time we spoke was almost 2 full months ago, and a lot has changed since then, and I think a lot is going to continue to change. I'm in the midst of some major shifts, so I'm going to do my best to catch you up in a way that makes sense, that's linear, but that's also educational for both of us, because the last few months, really the last 6 months in general, have been just a huge learning process for me. Now, the last time we spoke, I essentially said that my plan was to finish my big mega course and immediately after go on a small trip to DC as like a little bit of a 2-3 day vacation on the Amtrak train like I like to do, and that didn't work out. I went on a trip, but I didn't finish the course. The course is still not done. I've pushed the launch of the course until, you know, December or whatever. The new goal for the course is before the end of 2023, which is definitely achievable for me. So that's good. The reason I didn't finish the course a few weeks ago, even a month ago, is because I like the idea of urgency. As you probably noticed on this podcast, I'm always trying to be as urgent as possible. But there's a fine line between urgency and sloppiness. You want to have a sense of urgency and drive to get things done, but you don't want to push so hard and so fast that your work starts to get sloppy. And as I was planning some of the courses, some of the outlines for the different lessons, I realized that at times I was saying, okay, that's good enough, let's just do it. Okay, that's good enough, let's just do it. And again, there are times when you overplan and you need to just say that's good enough, move on. But you also need to develop an ability to understand for yourself when you really need to just move on and when you are honestly just rushing to get something done. And I could tell that if I kept down that path, it was going to be a product that I couldn't feel honest standing by, if that makes sense. And so I decided to wait and take my time with it a bit more. So that's what's going on there. Related to the course, I have some other plans on monetization with the course. So, you know, the course is of course going to be the course is of course, you know, I have to stop talking like that. It's very confusing. But the course is going to be a premium offering. So for the guitar world, that's above $100. Above $150 is going to be pretty expensive, but it's going to be very long and detailed, and it's going to be a great course. But I also want to give people the opportunity to work with me more directly, but I also don't have time to just schedule hundreds of private lessons every month. So I'm going to launch some type of program, a subscription-based mentorship program that you can opt into for the course. Now, you don't have to use it. That's totally fine if you want to just be self-guided, but I'm going to make it an option for people to meet up online and with me and to help so I can help them kind of navigate their trajectory here. And I'm excited about that. I think it'll be very helpful for people because people have been asking for it, and I'm trying to make it in a way that's also reasonable to for my own time and, you know, all of that stuff, sanity. So that's another plan in regards to that. And again, that's planned for the end of this year. Now, nothing has changed in terms of what I plan on releasing for the course, right? Because the idea is good. I'm just adding in that little mentorship aspect as an optional add-on. But in terms of how I'm doing everything else, so much has changed. So much has changed. There have been a few major struggles that I've had with this whole YouTube entrepreneurship thing. The first is my audio production, which I've been talking about for months now, you know. I wanted to, well, let's go back a little bit further. I want to release, I should say, I've always wanted to release more lessons and more performances. Because lessons and performances make me a better guitar player. And they also show that I'm a good teacher and a good guitar player, which is going to hopefully make people want to work with me more. You know, buy the courses, study with me directly, all of that stuff. And my hang up with all of that has always been production, because I never like how my things come out in terms of the audio production, because I don't have experience doing that. And I don't really want to spend time developing that skill. And for one of the review videos, I worked with a new friend and we did a whole thing. He mixed it for me and that was really cool and it sounded good. Everyone loved it. And having that experience of working with other people and just passing off some of the work for them to do, like, hey, here's my guitar part. I'm just going to send it to you. You do everything else. You do the drums, the bass, the mixing, all of that stuff. Having something done that way really opened my eyes to how much more I can do if I stop trying to learn and master everything myself. Of course, there is a level that you need to get to. You should understand how everything works. You should understand the basics of everything in your business. But you can't spend time becoming the master of every aspect of your business, I don't think. I don't think that's scalable. Can Elon Musk, I'm sure, knows the basics of his cars, but is he the best builder of the engine and the doors and the retractable whatever and the LCD panels? No. He's not the expert of building every aspect of a Tesla car, although he knows it very intricately. Similarly here, for me at least, it would be impossible for me to continue to scale if I'm trying to master every aspect of the whole thing. So something that opened my eyes recently to this whole process is me going back on Fiverr and seeing what's available there. And I have outsourced a few things that have come out really, really well and very, very affordable. So I've hired people on Fiverr and said, hey, listen, I want a song that sounds like this. Like, I want a backing track. I want you to play the piano and the drums and the bass. These are the chords. Here's some examples of the type of mood I like. And here, and I can you do it for me? And they do it for you and it sounds amazing. Amazing. And it's affordable enough for me to do that every, if I wanted to, I could afford to get a new one of those every week, which means I could technically afford a new lesson with a different backing track every week. Now, of course, that would be too much work for me to do even with the help. But the point is that it's affordable for me to outsource a big portion of my hangups. And it's so affordable, I can outsource it more than I would ever need to financially, if that makes sense. And once that was successful, it opened up so many other ideas. Like, I wanted to teach a lesson on this entire song by this famous guitarist, Wes Montgomery. And my idea was to basically first learn the entire song, start to finish, his entire solo, and then to go back and teach every verse, every measure, bar by bar, the solo, how he approached the chord melody, all of that stuff. But my hangup was that, geez, if I'm going to do all of that, I'm going to have to, number one, make the backing track. That's going to be very, very difficult for me to do. And then I'm going to have to tab everything out. That's going to be very difficult for me to do. Then I'm going to have to sync it with my performance and all of this stuff. And it's like, wow, now there's a project that I can do. I can physically play it. Everything else related to it is going to make things too difficult, so I can't do it. But sure enough, you go on Fiverr, find someone who can transcribe your work for you after you play it. It's affordable. Someone to make the backing track for you, it's affordable. And so here I am envisioning all of these other new projects that will be doable because I'm learning how to outsource some of the things that I am not great at. And I know that moving forward, this is going to be a big deal for my ability to scale. Of course, down the line, people want to hire an assistant, things like that, of course, but for now, being able to hire independent contractors for a reasonable price to do tasks that would take me way too long to do, it's such an easy solution. And it opens up so many more things in terms of what I would like to do in terms of my teaching. And this led me to a new idea of, instead of trying to worry about releasing lessons every week, which is very hard, and it also, in my opinion, diminishes your value as a teacher. If you're just giving away amazing lessons every single week, I think it's kind of overwhelming for people online, number one. It's a lot of work, and I don't know, it's just not my style. Instead, I have the idea of doing like a mega course once a month. Because then I can really go in depth, at the type of depth that I like. Then my value is still high because I'm not doing this every week. And it will hopefully be more meaningful and long-lasting since it's longer and more in-depth than the smaller stuff. So these are some of the things that I've been thinking about in terms of the business. But if I'm being honest, the business, my playing, that's been going well, but that has not been the issue that's been happening lately. And I'm struggling, even talking about it right now, when I started to switch gears in my brain to tell you what's happening, like so much anxiety just filled me. And I'm working on it, but it's just been a struggle in terms of health. I don't like to be dramatic. I mean, maybe I'm overly dramatic at times, but like I don't want to be dramatic because the health concerns that I have are very, very small compared to what people are going through. The things I'm dealing with are very, very small. They're not life-threatening. They're not going to last. They're not going to be long-lasting for the most part. There's going to be no long-term impacts that are negative. All right? So I need to say that right up front before I tell you more about what's happening. Nonetheless, I've made my life with this business so jam-packed, so tight, so many things to do. So many things to do that if one thing wrong happens in my life, I've learned this now, which is why I can tell you. If one thing goes off the rails in my life, the whole thing starts to fall apart because everything is just so tightly knit, if that makes sense. And I've told you about the hip issue before. Like, I've been dealing with this issue with my hip where I can't sit, where I can't walk for long periods of time, where I can't exercise my lower body efficiently. And I've been on and off with my rehab of it. It's slowly getting better, but I haven't fully committed to just spending the time and tackling it like I should be to get better. I've also been dealing with dental issues. Been to the dentist like 7 times in the last couple of months. Last week I had an infection and it was really, really bad and blah, blah, blah. I have to have surgery. I have to get my wisdom teeth removed in January. Supposed to do it now, but I can't afford it because my insurance ran out. So I have to wait until the new year. But these two things together have really negatively impacted my mental state and my productivity and have dramatically increased my anxiety. And I should have been able to deal with this better, but I haven't been able to deal with it better. And so I'm trying to get a better hold of it all today, starting today, I should say. And I think the reason why this is so difficult for me is because exercise and eating healthy and controlling my ability to exercise and to eat is a big pillar of my productivity. If I can eat healthy, I can perform. If I can eat healthy, I can exercise. If I can exercise, I can sleep. If I can sleep, I can perform. If I can perform, I feel good about it. Actually, like it's a cycle, right? And the two pillars, the three pillars are sleep, nutrition, and exercise. Those three pillars, you know, really impact my business. But again, if one of those things is out of whack, if my eating is out of whack, my sleeping can be bad, or my exercise can be bad. And if my exercise is bad, my sleeping is bad. And you get what I'm saying here. So if just one of those things are negative, the whole thing can crumble. And two of those things have been bad. My ability to eat properly because of the different mouth issues, and also to exercise because of the hip. And there's, of course, pain associated with all of this. I haven't mentioned that at all, but trying to avoid pain at all times in the mouth or in the hip, it starts to wear you down over the course of months, you know, when you're in the dentist and you're getting injections and you're getting things done, and then it hurts when you eat, and then you're trying to avoid that pain, and then your hip's hurting, you're trying to avoid that pain. Excuse me. Again, I'm not trying to make it seem like that this is the most horrible ailments in the world. It's not. But they have impacted my ability dramatically in a way that I'm not proud of. In a way I'm not proud of. Because here's the truth of the matter. I could have said to myself, you know what? I can't exercise my lower body well, but guess what I can do? I can improve my flexibility on my lower body. I can exercise my upper body. I could have said to myself, all right, I cannot eat as many vegetables as I want right now. You know what? I've been trying to lose weight. Why don't I go on a liquid diet? That'll reduce how much I have to chew, which will mean my mouth can heal easier and I won't have to feel so much pain in my mouth when I eat. It'll help me shrink my stomach. Excuse me. It'll help me stop being so food focused. Help me lose a little bit of weight. You know, I'm not talking about a crash diet. I'm talking about, you know, protein shakes, vegetable smoothies, you know, things like that. These are viable responses to the issues that I've been dealing with. I could have said, I've been having issues with anxiety from all of this stuff that I'm dealing with. Why don't I go back into meditating every day like I used to historically? You see, I have the tools to handle every one of these issues, from the mental stress to the lack of the ability to exercise the way I want to exercise to the lack of ability to eat the way I want to eat. I have all the tools and knowledge to handle each one of those things. And I could have had a better response to it over the last 6 months, but I hadn't. I didn't. That's not what I did. Instead, I said, well, I can't exercise the way I want to. Let me just lay on the couch. You know, I can't eat the way I want to. Let me just eat garbage. Muffins and cupcakes are easy to chew. Let me just eat that instead of something like a protein shake. And so although I can blame the different physical ailments for what's happened and my lack of progress in my life, the way I wanted to progress, you know, I've gained 10 pounds. Again, I'm 6 foot tall. I was in the low 190s. I'm now like 205 pounds. My blood pressure has not gone up. I can still fit into my clothes. Like, this is not some crazy, horrible thing, but I think it's important to realize and recognize these issues before they get to be this big, horrible thing, before you're 250 pounds, you know? And so I'm really, I mean, I feel like I say this all the time, but today I'm really just, I'm going back to square one again, you know? I woke up, I meditated, I've been practicing. I've been focused. It's only been a couple of hours since I've been awake. This is not some big impressive thing, but one day at a time, I'm really committed to, instead of being upset about what has happened or what is going on, I'm committed to using that as an opportunity to find growth. And the whole thing about it, let me just give you a whole example of how this could have been totally different, okay? I'm going to use the weight example because it's the easiest one. If I said to myself, I can't exercise properly, I can't lift weights the right way, all of this stuff, right? I can't do the cardio that I want to do. I can't chew the food I want to chew. If I said to myself, I'm going to use this opportunity to get more flexible, I'm going to use this opportunity to build up the smaller muscles in my body that I've neglected. If I said I'm going to use this opportunity to, again, go on a liquid diet, to kind of reset my relationship with food. If I had made those changes instead of my reaction that I had, then right now I will be doing this podcast telling you how amazing I was able to progress despite all of the issues that I had. Because if I would have did those things, I probably would have gotten further than had everything been perfect. Listen to that again. You didn't understand it. If when my hip was bad and when my teeth started to give me issues, if I had implemented the strategy I just explained to you, I would have made more progress than I could have made had I been perfect physically and eating wise. So there was a theoretical ability for me to thrive in the chaos, but instead I shriveled. I did. Now, yes, the YouTube channel continues to grow. Sponsorships keep coming in. I'm making more money there, sure. But that doesn't matter if the body, the mind is chaotic. And I feel myself just deteriorating mentally, physically. And it has to stop today. I've drawn a line in the sand. You know, over the last week or so, I've calmed down a lot. Like in terms of how wild I'm being, I've started to, you know, get back in line with stuff. But the big changes, the meditating, the working on what I can work on with my body instead of just being upset about what I can't work on, that's all starting today. And I'm excited because I feel like I went through a small crisis. Again, it's going to be relative to me, not relative to what anyone else is dealing with, but the crisis relative to me, in terms of its grand scale, was fairly small. And if I can learn to overcome this and I can make these positive changes, I think I'll be better prepared for future issues because they're going to come up. Someone's going to die. Someone I know is going to die eventually. There might be a bigger financial issue in the future. Probably will be. All of these things that happen. I'll probably get sick again at some point in my life. You know, that's just the way the human body works. So yeah. The next time we talk, I'm committed to telling you that. Remember last time when I said I need to make those big changes? Well, I made all those changes and things are going better. That's what I'm committed to right now. the simple things and stacking up those little wins. Because I see where the business is going. I see it going well. But I'll say it one final time. None of that matters if I'm internally chaotic. I don't want to keep ranting about this. There has been some growth, some positives in terms of the business. We're going to continue to make those positive growths with the business. We're going to fold in the positive physical stuff and the positive mental stuff. We're not waiting, you know, as I'm recording this podcast, it's the end of October. We're not waiting until the new year to do this. No. I'm not waiting until my teeth are fully healed. No. I'm not waiting until my hip's better. No. Things are still fucked up right now. But that's when we're starting it. Right now. Because I don't think things will ever be perfect. You know? And if things are never going to be perfect, I can't sit around and wait for things to be perfect for me to get my life together, right? And neither can you, I guess. So I don't know. Hopefully that's been helpful. I got to get back to doing this stuff instead of just talking about it. I have a lot of other plans that I didn't mention yet. There's a physical product that I'm in the midst of that I plan on designing in 2023, 2024, end of 2023 into 2024, a physical product. I think it's $1 million product. We'll see how it turns out. We'll talk about that in the future. But for now, that's all.